हरे जय राधा माधव जय कुंजी जय राधा माधव जय कुंजबिहारी जय राधा जय कुंजबिहारी गोपी जन वल्लब जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जन वल्लब जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन यमुना चिरवन छारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी छारी जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी 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 गोपी जन वल्लब जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लब जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारे जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी मुना चिरावन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Gaura Premanandi. To announce, Mahendra Prabhu is going through a big surgery for his welfare, and maybe Krishna can intervene in the hands of the doctors so that he can get recovery very quick and nicely, and his level of consciousness can reach to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Radha Shyam Sundar. So let us chant one time loudly from our heart for his welfare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we continue studying Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, The Cosmic Manifestation, chapter 9, answers by citing the Lord's version, and today's verse number 17. Adhyarthaniyasana madhi asthitam param Adhyarthaniyasana asthitam param Vritam chatushodasa pancha shakti bhi
Vritam chatushodasa
yuktam bhagair svair itaratra chadruvai. Svaeva dhaman ramamanam ishvaram. Adyarhaniya sanamasthitam param. Vritam chatushodasa pancha shaktibhi. Yuktam bhagar svar itaratra chadruvai. Svaeva dhaman ramamanam ishvaram. Adyarhaniya sanamasthitam param. Vritam chatushodasa pancha shaktibhi. Yuktam bhagair svair itaratra chadruvai. Svaeva dhaman ramamanam ishvaram.
Param.
Thank you. Word meaning adhyarthaniya, greatly worshipable. Asanam, throne. Asthitam, seated on it. Param, the supreme. Ritam, surrounded by. Chatuhu, four, namely Prakriti, Purusha, Mahat, and ego. Shodasha, the 16. Pancha, the 5. Shakti B, by the energies. Yuktam, empowered with. Bhagai, his opulences. Swai, personal. Itaratra, other minor prowesses. Cha, also. Adruvai, temporary. Sve, own. Eva, certainly. Dhaman, abode. Ramamanam, enjoin. Ishwaram, the Supreme Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Lord was seated on His throne and was surrounded by different energies like the 4, the 16, the 5, and the 6 natural opulences, along with other insignificant energies of the temporary character. But He was the factual Supreme Lord, enjoying His own abode. Purport. The Lord is naturally endowed with His 6 opulences. Specifically, He is the richest, He is the most powerful, He is the most famous, He is most beautiful, He is the greatest in knowledge, and He is the greatest renouncer as well. And for His material creative energies, He is served by 4, namely the principles of Prakriti, Purusha, Mahatattva, and ego. He is also served by the 16, namely the 5 elements, earth, water, air, fire, and sky, and the 5 perceptive sense organs, the eye, ear, nose, tongue, and skin. The 5 working senses, sense organs, the hand, the leg, the stomach, the evacuation outlet, and the genitals, and the mind. The 5 includes the sense objects, namely form, taste, smell, sound, and touch. All these 25 items serve the Lord in the material creation, and all of them are personally present to serve the Lord. The insignificant opulences numbering 8, the Ashtasiddhis attained by yogis for temporary overlordship are also under His control, but He is naturally full with all such powers without any effort, and therefore He is the Supreme Lord. The living being by severe penance and performance of bodily exercise can temporarily attain some powerful, wonderful power, but that does not make Him the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, by His own potency, is unlimitedly more powerful than any yogi. He is unlimitedly more learned than any jnani. He is unlimitedly richer than any wealthy person. He is unlimitedly more beautiful than any beautiful living being. And He is unlimitedly more charitable than any philanthropist. He is above all. No one is equal to or greater than Him. Nor can anyone reach His level of perfection in any of the above powers by any amount of penance or yogic demonstrations. The yogis are dependent on His mercy. Out of His immensely charitable disposition, he can award some temporary powers to the yogis because of the yogis' hankering after them. But to his unalloyed devotees, who do not want anything from the Lord save and accept his transcendental service, the Lord is so pleased that he gives himself in exchange for unalloyed service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurini Tamina Tasmai Shri Guravi Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Hyam Dadati Swapadam Tukam Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Deva Cha Patitanam Pavana Deo Vaishna Deo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastichadi Shikarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatha Shri Vasudi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please bless me to say something about Krishna by saying Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, please say. Thank you. You all senior devotees, and without your blessings, I cannot speak anything meaningful. So in this chapter, we continue studying about Brahma's, actually here in this verse we're getting a glimpse of kingdom of God. So we're getting some glimpse that what Brahma saw in front of him. And Brahma was blessed with that vision, with that special vision to see. Even though sitting on his lotus flower, and this lotus flower is pretty much in material world, but sitting in the material world on his lotus flower, he'd be able to see the spiritual world. The spiritual world has the ability to enter into the material world with the blessing of the Lord. And you know, if Radhishyam wish, right here, sitting in Alachua, we can also perceive the spiritual world, if they wish. But of course, we need to be qualified and to be pure enough to see the spiritual abode in order for the Lord to give us that vision, permission to see. Like I remember Kadamba Kanana Maharaj in his last message, he explained that we're gonna see and we're gonna meet some transcendental, we're gonna see the pastimes like we never watched before, like never seen before, meeting with the Lord. So this is actually the special mercy of the Lord. If we can see, even though being sitting in the material world, just like you know, Lord Brahma, in his with his blessings, he blessed Valmiki Muni also to see. Lord Rama's pastimes, he was blessed to see and to write down the Ramayana. And actually he, as Mother Nanda explained on Ramnavami to us, that Valmiki Muni, he can not only see, but he also feels the hearts of other living entity and Lord Rama and Sita probably, the feelings. That by the blessings of Brahma, he can see and feel the others' feelings. That's the special blessings. Also, as you know, Srila Vyasadeva, he also got the while he was sitting and meditating in his ashram in Shyamaprasa, Lord appeared with together with his illusory energy Maya, and Vyasadeva saw the Krishna and behind him the Maya. And after that, after the darshan of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. Also, we know from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nrisinghananda Brahmachari, he could see the Lord's pastimes. And remember that pastimes when Lord Chaitanya was trying to go to Vrindavan, but in his vision, he couldn't see that the Lord goes further down more than Kanaya Natashala. So he stopped there and he saw that by the blessings of Lord Chaitanya, he saw that he had this vision that Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he will up to that special place. And of course, the famous blessings that Sanjaya got from his spiritual master Vyasadeva, the vision that he also could see everything on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He can see everything and can feel also everybody. And actually, in the beginning, Vyasadeva offered his blessings to Dhritarashtra. He said, you can also see by my blessings, you can see whatever what's going on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. You can see that too, I can bless you. But Dhritarashtra said, no, I don't want to see that. Just for that, probably he could felt that that his 100 sons would be killed on this battlefield. But he refused that blessings because Vyasadeva could give him that spiritual vision to see everything on the battlefield. But he refused, and instead he said, please bless my minister Sanjaya, so he could see everything and he will tell everything to me. The Brahma, he's, as we know, the creator of this universe. Appeared on this lotus flower, and he went, remember the story when he appeared on the lotus flower, lotus steam, and he tried to go to the steam down and he couldn't find any source, but he went back and then he heard the word tapa and he started to meditate. So Lord Brahma, he's, as explained, we'll be discussing in next chapter, chapter 10. Lord Brahma, he's not original creator. He will explain himself. He's a secondary creator. In that 10th chapter of the second canto, it is said, Atta sarga visargas cha stanam poshanam udhaya manvantare shanukadha nirodha muktir ashrayaha. It is explained that in Srimad Bhagavatam will be explained these 10 topics. And this secondary creation, well, first this sarga and visarga, sarga already happened. Sarga means original creation created by Mahavishnu. He already did that. And now Lord Brahma is about to start his creation. So he needs the blessings of the Lord. So when he got up back to the lotus flower and start meditating, he was pleased the Lord by meditating and this severe austerity. He's been meditating for a long, long time, actually for many, many celestial years. And that was because it was instruction by the Lord himself doing that tapa and meditating. He would be able to please the Lord. And Lord, as we know, after a long time, he appeared before Lord Brahma, shake his hand, and he said, how are you, Brahmaji? How are you doing? nice to see you, Brahmaji. So he pleased the Lord. And after that, Brahma started in excitement, started to glorify the Lord. And the Lord instructed him how to create. And of course, that's the vision he imparted the Brahma to see the spiritual world. It just like, you know, it's like we're watching some movie, but it's like online movie. Yeah? He will be able to see that Vaikuntha, how the Lord sitting on the throne and all other different energies serving the Lord in the spiritual sky. He saw everything. And that was his excitement. So, in order to do that, our material sense object is not enough. So, in order to see that, we need to awaken our spiritual senses. Like Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse many times. Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriya Sevon Mukhehi Jihvada Svayameva Spuratyada. So by our material senses, we cannot perceive the spiritual form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord. And to start with, we have to start using our material senses, beginning with the tone. Namely, like Srila Prabhupada explained in the purport to this verse, that we have to start at least with eating prasadam. That's important. Prasadam and chant the holy name. In this way, we gradually purify our senses, and gradually we will be able to perceive after our eyes will be cleared. Like, you know, in that mantra, Om Agyana Timiram Desya Gyananjana Shalakaya, this is like Ayurvedic, the Shalakaya, it's Ayurvedic ointment. When the doctor before the nowadays modern surgery, the Vedic doctor, when somebody's eyes get cataract or something, he puts some ointment on your eyes and you can clearly see. That's it's called shalakaya, some ointment. So like a spiritual master also smearing our eyes with this Ayurvedic thing, so we can see clearly those who has cataract or something. So in order to do that, and of course, when we start to chanting and to using our material senses, of course our service attitude should be non-duplicious, selfless, pure-minded. That's also will help. Only after that we will be able to see something spiritual things. And after that, the Lord empowers devotee and give him divya chakshu, or spiritual eyes. Because we cannot do that by any yogic exercises, any other things in order to see some spirit. We cannot just push through that, like Durvasa Muni or somebody else trying to reach spiritual world without being qualified. We cannot do it. Only with the mercy of the Lord and with the devotees we will be able to perceive spiritual world, we'll be able to perceive the Lord's form, qualities, etc. And this is the process. It is said, Lord Krishna saying in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that famous verse also, Naham, 7.25, Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavrita mudhoyam nabijanati lokoyam ajam avyayam. So he said, for the mudas and ignorant people, I never appeared. Let me translate, I have it here. I am never manifested to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. So actually, the problem in material world, not that people lacking of money or lacking of some food or even disease and old age and death, it's not a big problem. The biggest problem in the world, in the material world, that people do not know that the God exists, and we have a relationship with God, and He has, and the spirit, that spiritual world is exist, and our relationship, eternal relationship, exists with the me and the Lord, with the exchanging that between the jiva soul and Krishna. And the problem is that nobody wants to actually accept that Lord exists, because when we consider that the Lord exists, that means we have to follow some rules and regulations, we have to worship higher, but to those person who is higher than us. And people usually, well, the spirit soul, they came, all the jivas came to this, to the material world, what for? For enjoyment. And in order to enjoy in material world, they don't need God here. They just, it's just, the Krishna is, how to say in English? Krishna, he's extra person that they don't need. I forgot that word in English, sorry. So when you're trying to enjoy, you don't need anybody else. But if you, so like it is explained that in material world, even our eyes and our vision is, sorry, my English is not bad. Looking separatively. Two people going through the street, and they can, if at the end of the street you ask each of them, what did they see going through the street? And if you ask separately these people, they will see different things when they pass through the street. That means that our vision is looking at the particular objects in order to enjoy it. If we want to enjoy it, we will notice that. And if we don't need it, we will not even notice that. So in that way, because the living entities came here to enjoy, they're trying not to see the Lord, but they're trying to see the sense objects in order to enjoy them. So if I want to enjoy something, I will notice it. But if I cannot enjoy this, I will not even notice that in material world. So, but the Vedas created in this way, written in this way, that to teach people how to develop right vision, right consciousness. And you know, the philosophy, if you translate to the Sanskrit, what the philosophy means, how to translate the philosophy into Sanskrit, anybody knows? Darshan, correct. So the Vedic literature is a darshana. Darshana means vision. So the Vedic scriptures give us that darshana. So In the world, in material world, we have six main darshanas. It's called shat darshanas. Shat darshanas means, and this is not like six separate philosophies. These six darshanas is like steps from lower to higher. So the first darshana is nyaya, or logic. In that logic, Vedas explain that there is a matter, there is a spirit, there is a Ishvara, and there is a liberation. Even though they don't actually, the logic doesn't even accept Ishvara. They just impersonal vision. There is a Ishvara, but nobody actually sees that, nothing. I mean, it's impersonal. Nyaya. So the next step is Vaisheshika. And the explanation that Vaisheshika means that this world is a bunch of atoms. Just a bunch of atoms. Like, remember that also Krishna in Bhagavad Gita explained to Arjuna, why are you lamenting, Arjuna? This is just a bunch of atoms. When these people will die on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, why are you lamenting? This is just a bunch of men. Don't be lamenting. So Krishna, he gave, actually, if you read intentionally Bhagavad Gita, you will see Krishna explained to him, to Arjuna, all these steps. So, and the third step is Sankhya. Sankhya is explaining that that there is nothing in this world but 25 elements. Just 25 elements. There is nothing to enjoy, actually. It's just 25 elements. And Sankhya explained that there is 25 elements and there is something that is higher than these 25 elements, the soul. Pointing on 25 elements. So it's like Srila Prabhupada explained, it's materialistic Kapila, he explained the 25 elements, but Lord Kapila, he gave us the proper understanding of the Sankhya philosophy. So the fourth step is the yoga. Yoga explained more already physically, and to do some exercise, physical exercise, how to separate matter from spirit. You know, when you come to the person who is enjoying his life and you tell him about difference, matter and spirit, and you have to separate it, you have to go to spiritual world. No, nobody wants to do that. They're comfortable. But yoga meant for that purpose, in order to understand that you are not this body. When the yogis, you know, when you put your legs behind your neck, or different yogic postures, very difficult postures, at that time the yogis understand that I'm not actually this body. It's inconvenient to be in this body, and I have to be separated from this body to go back to spiritual waters, wherever their yogis desire. They will try, but it's very painful process, actually. Painful and hard process, doing yoga. And as we know, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada explained that this is secondary ashta siddhis, secondary energies of the Lord. It's not very important, actually, this ashta siddhis. So yogic process is difficult. So after that, there is a next step, Purva Mimamsa or Karma Mimamsa. It's much easier. In this philosophy, Vedas explain that you don't need to do that, all this stuff, do exercise or all kind of difficult exercises. You have to be renounced from your fruitive activities. And if you renounce it, you can be able to go to higher step. I mean, renounce from all whatever attachment you have, whatever attachment you gathered, you accumulated. You have to start be detaching from that, trying to understand that I came to this world with empty hands, and I will leave this world with empty hands. Don't be attached. That's the main philosophy of the Karma Mimamsa or Purva Mimamsa. And the highest vision is the Vedanta Darshana, is the highest Darshana. And Vedanta teaches us how to, like first sutra in Vedanta Sutra, it's explained, Adhato Brahma Jigyasa. Now it's time to ask about spiritual matter, why I came to this world, why Adhato Brahma Jigyasa. Now it's the time to inquire about the absolute truth. And one of the most important sutras in Vedanta Sutras, some of the, is Anandamaya Bihasat. It is explained that Lord Krishna is a full of, he's a source of enjoyment. More than that, he's Raso Vaisaha. He's full of rasas or relationship. So any devotee, he's actually most clever. He's trying to enjoy with the Lord, with this eternal relationship of happiness with the Lord. As we're going to read tomorrow, like Lord Brahma, he was excited after he saw the Lord in his abode with this, all these energies. So the devotee, when he's trying to, like I explained earlier, that those who see the objects that he can enjoy with, he can notice it. But devotee, since he knows that Krishna exists, he's looking for the Krishna to enjoy, not like Krishna enjoy, but enjoy with Krishna, a relationship with Krishna. That's the highest enjoyment and the highest of all visions, as explained. And as you know, in Sri Shopanishad, the devotee prays, Hiranmayana Patrena Satyasya Pihitam Mukham. What's that? Satyasya Pihitam Mukham. Hold on. Tatvam Pushana Pavrinu Satya Dharmaya Drishtaye. So he praying, my dear Lord, please remove that illusory energy so I can see you personally, the Lord. He's praying. He said, I'm tired actually. I'm tired trying to enjoy this world. Please remove that illusory energy and bless me to see you without this illusory energy covering all the time. So he said, I'm tired, please bless me. I need your mercy to do that. Please remove that illusory energy. So, by reading Srila Prabhupada books, we also trying to adjust our vision, to change our vision from material vision to spiritual vision. By reading that books, by contemplating on these books, we can change the vision, so we could see through the eyes of Shastra. It is said that there is a such term like Shastra Chakshus, or the devotees see through the eyes of Shastras. Also another word for the devotees is Shrutakshita. Shrutakshita, by hearing about the Lord. In other words, Shruta, hearing, Ikshita, eyes, seeing. Seeing by hearing about the pastimes of the Lord. If we hear, we can open our spiritual eyes just by hearing about the spiritual topics. That will give our vision to do that if we just hear. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada wrote this wonderful books in order us to change this material vision to spiritual vision. And after some time, not just the vision, after we get purified, not just we'll be blessed not by the vision, but also will be allowed to enter spiritual world. And more than that, not just enter and also to enjoy with the Lord, reciprocate with the Lord, not just to seeing. Seeing just, it's like Shantarasa, just seeing. But we enjoy, we're reciprocating with the Lord. That's the highest blessing of the Lord. So by doing that, and we'll, as Srila Prabhupada explained, four regulative principles and chanting. By chanting the holy names, we can get this, first we get vision, and then we can get a kind of green card and the citizenship in the spiritual world, Galoka. We will be granted that permission to enter to spiritual world where we can enjoy with Krishna. Thank you very much. That's what I wanted to say. Hare Krishna. Maybe anybody wants to add something or have a question? Yes, Mataji. Oh, Mataji over there.
So,
yeah, it's working.
Sometime people, they ask me to give them blessings. I feel so uncomfortable when somebody asks me that.
Could you please a little bit louder? I couldn't hear.
Sometimes people ask to give blessings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I feel very uncomfortable because I don't see what kind of blessing somebody like me can give. So is it an offense to someone to refuse giving blessings?
Well, I heard that. I can tell you that what I heard. When devotees ask for the blessing from me, I said, whatever I accumulated blessing from others, I can transfer to you, so you can have them. I don't have personal blessings, but whatever I got from somebody, I can transfer to you. That's my blessing.
I remember in Bombay, the businessmen, they were asking Prabhupada for blessing, blessing, mercy, mercy, Maharaj, Maharaj. Mm. Prabhupada said, yes, I'll give you blessing. See this Western boys and girl, I'll give blessing that you all become like them. No, Maharaj, not like that. They want material sense and gain and more. No anxiety, more money.
Yes, they need sadhu to bless them for material things.
Well, I mean, you know, you got initiated in Prabhupada's line, you can bless them, make Prabhupada bless you.
Yeah.
And then you just pass it off to Prabhupada.
Yeah. Yeah, like this. We don't have personal, nothing to bless anybody. I mean, it's devotee mood. I'm just last person to give blessings to. But if I have something, Srila Prabhupada can bless.
I was thinking your focus point on the seeing is not that important, or having reciprocation, having relationship established is more important than seeing. It's very nice, the theme that you repeat a few times. Because this morning after Mangalarti we were reading, every day we read, and Prabhupada mentioned a similar thing. So it was very nice. Prabhupada said, when Lord appeared in this world, many people saw, but they didn't become devotee. So why give so importance of seeing? They did not understand that He is Supreme Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore we give importance on understanding God, not hearing, by hearing and reciprocation, not just seeing.
Yeah, many people saw Krishna, but they consider Him ordinary person. They couldn't consider Him God. Only Arjuna and a few others saw Krishna.
Thank you. Nice verse.
Anybody else? Thank you. Srila Prabhupada. Ah, Prabhupada. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanande. Jai.